When utilities switch from coal to renewable energy, it's been shown to save customers money in the long run. But in the short term, their bills can actually go up. That's because they often have to pay for new infrastructure for wind and solar, as well as the cost of coal plants that retire early. But as Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, the state's 21st Century Energy Policy Task Force is looking into a way to make financing old plants easier.
Securitization basically allows utilities to charge customers a lower rate over a longer period of time, which means lower energy bills. Kerwin Olson is the executive director of the Citizens Action Coalition. He says securitization can also provide funding for things like retraining workers and replacing local tax revenues that are lost when plants shut down. Olson says it's a win-win for everyone, except utility shareholders.
That's where I think the public interest needs to come into play with securitization, because it shouldn't all be about the earnings and profits of utility companies.
An energy advisory firm says about half of all U.S. states use securitization for everything from funding storm damage and nuclear plant retirements to reducing renewable energy costs. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.